Yeah, the reason why our Chaim said that was because the Hallel that you say on Rosh Chodesh is Hallel B'Torah's Koran. So it's Hallel B'Torah's Mitzvah. Hallel B'Torah's Mitzvah, so you must have Bracha L'Fanel. You can't have Bracha L'Chareh and not L'Fanel by a Mitzvah. On Night of Pesach is a different story. See, a lot of people thought that, okay, so the whole Shav say the first Bracha or not. Okay, so we got the first Bracha and we'll just say Halucha. You know, he says, no, just the opposite. Because if you're talking about the night of the Seder, there it's appropriate because the Halucha is not being said the Taras Bracha L'Chareh. Because that's what type of a Halal? That's the Halal, the infinite Halal. And Yaluch is simply a bracha by itself, a birka shevach. But when you're saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, that's Hallel B'Torah's Koran. So that's B'Torah's Maisa Mitzvah. B'Torah's Maisa Mitzvah, you can't have a bracha after Maisa Mitzvah, not before. It's impossible. You have the opposite. You see, if you made the bracha for now, not lacharel, okay? So you left that lacharel. But you can't have the vice versa. You can't have lacharel, not for now. Because that's the Hallel B'Torah's Maisa Mitzvah, birka sa Mitzvah. So that's what he's saying now. So the reason is like this, really. See, the reason is that what is the bracha l'charel by halal? Makom shenargu levarach bracha l'charel is nevarchem. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. So it means like this. What it means like this. That the bracha l'charel. The bracha l'achareha enunciates the nature of the mitzvah. And the fact that the mitzvah is b'toras kriya and it's finite, but really it should be infinite. But the matir is the fact that it's kisvei kodesh. So that's why you say Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu kol masecha v'chasidecha v'tzidecha. Before, the reason why I have all those verbs is because to show it's infinite. It means every language possible, every possible language. Okay, so what you're showing is the bracha l'chareha is defining the nature of the mitzvah. It's saying this is a mitzvah which is a finite mitzvah, but and the matir is kisvei kodesh. But really, the real shevach is infinite. So that's the bracha l'chareh that you say on the birkas hamitzvah. So the bracha l'chareh really defines the framework of that this was a finite halel because of kisvei kodesh. But really, a person is chayev in the infinite shevach. You see. So the Gemara says that's used as a birkas hamitzvah. Where you're describing the limitation of the mitzvah, but it could also be used as a birkas shevach, because the subject matter of Yalalucha is the infinite shevach. So that could be used as a text also for the infinite. In other words, the infinite shevach could either be used as a bracha l'chareha to frame the finite mitzvah, or else it could be used simply as an expression of the concept of the infinite shevach. It goes to the same text. In other words, the question is what the function of is the statement Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu kol masecha, is the subject matter of the statement the essence of the thing, or it's simply a reflection on what we did? We just did a mitzvah which is finite, even though we're chayiv in a mitzvah that's infinite. You see, that's the question. In other words, it's the same exact wording, but the question is it being used essentially as shevach, or is it being used to set off the nature of the mitzvah? So you could use the same text to set it off. You say, well, really, we just got finished with the finite shevach. Well, we're really chayev in an infinite shevach. Or it could be that you're actually enunciating the fact that you're chayev in an infinite shevach in the framework of a bracha. So that's what the Gaon was saying. That's why over here they say my birkas hashir, because they didn't know what is birkas hashir. It's not, if it were a bracha l'chareh, so everybody knew Yaluch is bracha l'chareh. So it's not the bracha l'chareh. So it's simply an expression of the infinite chiyuv of shevach in the framework of bracha. So the Gemara says Yaluch, but it's the same Yaluch in text. In substance, it's the same, but it's being used in a different manner. Here, the text itself is being used as an expression of Shevach v'Toras Bracha. Whereas in when it's after Hallel, it's not being used as it. It's saying we can't do this. We didn't do this, but we should do this. You understand? So it's so Yalav Hashem Kol Masachah. It should be in the future. Kol Masachah. This is what we should do, but we're limited. We're boss of a dom. So therefore, we can only say finite. We have to have a mitzvah. So we just took a text from Kisvei Kodesh. But we really should. This is based on the idea that we really are chayav in infinite Shevach. So it could be used either to set off the finite mitzvah or else as a substance of Shevach b'Toras Bracha. That's what the Gaon is saying. So it's the same exact text, but two completely different functions. That's what they're saying. Okay? In other words, the Halleluch ordinarily, after Hallel, is saying the following. It's saying, really, we're chayav in infinite Shevach. But we have to do a mitzvah. So that's why we engaged in Ligmar Sahalo, which is a finite text. But we realize that that's just a matir of Kisvei Kodesh. But it really is based on the fact that a person is chayev in infinite Shevach HaShomachem. So it offsets the finite mitzvah. And why do we make it into a finite mitzvah? Because we're chayev in Shevach. In other words, that's what I'm saying. It's explaining why did we just engage in a finite Shevach from Kisvei Kodesh? Because we're chai, really, we should be Shabbayach Infinite. We can't. So that's why we just did the text. So that's ordinarily what Yaluch does. But over here, the Yaluch is the substance of Shiro B'Toras Bracha, in the framework of Bracha. So therefore, the fourth coast is chayiv in two things. It's chayiv in Amiras, in Hallel. The fourth coast is chayiv and Hallel, which is the Hallel of infinite Shevach, and then also the Amiras, the mentioning Shevach HaShemachim in the framework of Bracha, Birkas Shevach, Birkas Hashem, Birkas Hashem. So yeah, in other words, the mitzvah needs a matir because you can't have Shevach HaShemachim that's limited. So that's why you have to express it in Yahalucha. We would like to, but we can't do it. That's where it should be. But we can't, so that's why we had to do it through Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. You know, if you just did Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh, Ligmar Sahala, what you'd be saying is, but you're not Yetzidei Chavasa. It's a vehicle and a mechanism of taking infinite Hallel and putting it into a framework. But you weren't Yetzidei Chavasa in terms of the philosophical. As a matter of fact, it's a problem. This halacha supports the Rambam Shita, that in Kriyas HaTorah, for instance, that even if you didn't have a text, it's still Kriyas HaTorah, because the text itself is what the bracha is on. But you're not allowed to do it unless you were Kari Menaksav. But if you're going to say that without Kriya, it's not Kisvei Kodesh, so how could the Gainam over here say, you're saying Halal B'Toras Korin? What do you mean Toras Korin? There's no cloth. There's no cloth. So I would say it's a raya that you see that the Kisvei Kodesh, even Baal Peh, still has a din of Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh, even because the Gainam said Toras Korin. I mean, of course, the other sheet says it's not Kriya. But the Gainam said Toras Korin. So Toras Korin means, what does it mean Toras Korin? I mean, it means you're reading a text. Where's the text? There's no text. The Rambam apparently holds that the mitzvah, that once they frame the mitzvah of Hallel, so now it's a matir to be koreh shalom mitoch haksav. It's an interesting. That's what the Rav one time said. That you see the Gemara a lot of times says pasach va'oma. So why is it pasach va'oma? Because they start off with Kisvei Kodesh. So you have to open up the sefer. Ram's Lashon is Ram's Lashon. Kol Yom Kosh LeKriyas HaHallel. Kriyas HaHallel. Minei Kriyas HaHallel Bnei Chacham Rishonim Kachoya. V'chein Kisha HaKori Magia LeRosh Kol Perek LePerek. HaKori Yom Ha'on HaShem HaShino V'Einu Nachro. It's HaKori. Always Kori. But the Bracha Ligmar HaHallel really has no meaning. I mean, it's Ligmar HaHallel is Bedafka to show that it's a finite... It's fine, of course, it's Kisvei Kodesh. But the bracha has to be ligmar sa'al, because it has to be, that's what we said, it can't be a mitzvah if it's infinite. So that's why the asher kishon says on ligmar sa'al means really that it's ad gemira, in other words, to finish it. So how could you have that? How could that be? The answer is, of course, it's a text. It's a finite text. Apparently, Ramal's like this, that the iser of dvarin shebechsav iya Torah shoy la'omram balpeh is halacha and limud. It's halacha kriya b'taras limud. But see, the Rambam says by Sefer Torah, the Rambam says it's actually limud. Rambam's lashon by Sefer Torah is I mentioned last week, right? Rambam's lashon by Sefer Torah is that the whole call has to be shoseik and listen, summon ribam melakore. It's like it's limud actually. Besides the tirgum, the process is limud. You have to be ma'ayin and what listen carefully what he's saying, the meaning of the words. So that's kriyas ha-Torah b'Torah's limud. When it's limud, it's dvarin shebechsav via Torah shor lomam balpeh, because you're changing the tzuras ha-cheftza. The cheftza was nitna mi-sinai bechsav, so it's kisvei kodesh. So if you do the limud in the form of balpeh, you're changing the substance of the entity. The entity is a chefza shall kedushas kisvei kodesh ksav. There the limud, the Torah's limud, it was given the Torah's kedushas kisvei kodesh ksav, which is different than Torah shabbat. In Torah shabbat ksav, every letter is significant. Torah shabbat peh doesn't matter how you say it. Use any language you want. The idea is. So therefore, in terms of limud, you can't say it's dvarin shebechsav via Torah shalom bal peh, because you're being mishana the tzuras achefts of Torah shebechsav. But over here, b'toras mitzvah, that's different. Toras mitzvah is no issue. So apparently, Rama that ligmar is asher k'dashana b'mitzvah, so it's one of ligmar is a halal. So now it's halal b'toras ma'isa mitzvah. Toras ma'isa mitzvah, there's no problem. It's a chefts shel mitzvah now. It became a chefta shel mitzvah, so now you're saying the b'taras mitzvah, not b'taras limud. B'taras limud is also the mishana. Yeah, you're right. Right, like you're right. Like kriyas parshas bikurim, same thing. But it's the same reason though. That's the same reason, because once it becomes a chefta shel mitzvah, now there's no iser. The iser is only to be korei b'taras limud, because limud is where you're being kovea what it is. What this entity is, Misinai. So if it's an entity of Torah Shebechsav, and you're saying it Balpeh, you're changing the entity. Wherever it's Limud, it's Sinai. Limud means how was you reflecting on the entity in the Knesset Rasa Misinai. But if it's the Torah's mitzvah, it's mutter. Same answer. Right. You can have to say same answer. I would even add more. I would say that you can't, where it's a Shevach of the infinite Shevach HaShemakom, and it's an expression of the person as the recipient of Chesed Hashem, you can't say Asher Kedushan B'Tzavos Zvanim. That itself is taught this Asher. Because Asher Kedushan B'Tzavos Zvanim means I'm doing it because of a Chovas HaMitzvah. But there can't be a bracha on the Shvach HaShem Machim when the person is Shekein Chovas Kol Yetzurim. I mean, that's it. You don't need a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the machayev. Shekein chovas kol hayetzurim means the machayev is that you're a yatzur. So birkas a mitzvah means I'm doing this because I'm chayev in the mitzvah. It means if I wasn't chayev in the mitzvah, I wouldn't be doing it. So the birkas a mitzvah is actually a different kind of, it throws it into a whole different realm. You cannot, it's a tart to the sasri really to make a birkas a mitzvah on the infinite shevach. That's why he says there's no bracha. That's what the guy means, really. You can't make a bracha. This is not Petaras Korin, Petaras Maisa Mitzvah. It's Petaras Amir Shevach. Yeah. It's antithetical, yeah. I mean, right now he's saying, Lefichach and Bord and Levarch Meshaskin also. What else is Meshaskin also? Of course. If it's a bracha of a toast, bracha of a toast. But he's saying Meshaskin also because it's inappropriate. It's not true. The second one, it's good right. Very good right. Yeah. Second line of the run. And you have a riot, really. That the Hallel is not Petaras Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. Why? Because you break up the pasuk of Ana Hashem Hashino. Ana Hashem Hashino, Ana Hashem Hatzlichono is one pasuk in Kisvei Kodesh. And you say Ana Hashem Hashino, Ana Hashem Hatzlichono, Ana Hashem Hatzlichono. So if it's Betaras Kisvei Kodesh, you can't do that. Kol Pesukim LaPaskim Moshe LaPaskim. Also, this isn't LaPaskim Moshe. This is from Sefer Tilm. But you can't take a pasuk from Kisvei Kodesh and split it in half. So you see that it's Betaras. It's the Cheftza Betaras Mitzvah. Okay, the only point that I just wanted, to add one point. It's probably obvious, but the idea is, even though you're saying Hallel in the infinite, the reason why you're using the Tillum is simply because he expressed the best. But it's not, you know what I mean? It's okay.